Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hello, Samaya. I need to know a little bit about your company. I got a text message, and I need to know why. I just wondered, are you a product company, or what kind of service do you offer?
Yes, ma'am. So I work for a third-party contact center, and we do service a wide range of online vendors. If you could provide me with your first and last name, I can see if you have an account with one of our vendors.
I do not have an account because I don't do that kind of thing. But what did you say? Something about what products do you have?
So there's a wide range of vendors that we work with and work for.
Wide range of vendors. Okay. Well, I don't know. I think the company I'm inquiring about is like called something called Infinity. I don't know what products they have. I just got a text message about it.
Okay, so again, I'm not certain because until I'm able to populate an account to see why you, you know, what's going on or if you have an account. Yeah, I'm
not,
sorry.
You're not giving me the answers that I need.
Yes, ma'am, because I work for a third-party contact center where we service a wide range of merchants, meaning there's a lot of different products that we work for. So until the only way I would be able to know exactly, you know, what you would be calling in for would be if you were to provide me with your first and last name. If you populate an account, then I would have to authenticate the account. Once into the account, then I will be able to see what business you would have with one of our merchants.
Okay. Well, the company is called Infinity, and it had I looked at my credit card, and it shows a charge on there from them for $7.45, and I don't know what it's for, so that's why I'm inquiring.
Okay, so if you have a charge from one of our merchants, then you may have opted into some kind of free trial or gotten an account with one of our merchants. The only way I will be able to find out, again, is if you were to provide me with your first and last name. That way I'm able to see if you have an account with one of the merchants. Then we will need your address so that we can authenticate the account. Once the account is authenticated, then I'll be able to tell you what you're charged for.
Yes, I do need to know because I talked to my credit card company and they recommended that I call this number and see what you could tell me without revealing my name and address.
Okay, so I'm not certain why they would have told you that, because with them knowing that, I mean, with them, you know, of course, being customer service as well, any information that is provided, we do have to authenticate to make sure that we're speaking with the personnel or the person who's on the account or either an authorized personnel to the account.
Okay, so is my phone number showing up on your screen?
No, ma'am, we're not able to see it until I'm able to gain access to the account.
Okay. All right. Well, let me do some more checking, and then I will see if I can call back because I need to know why this charge. It's not that amount of money, but there's another reason for me asking. It's like, well, who's this company? I mean, I don't remember ordering anything for that amount, but, you know, I mean, you kind of forget sometimes what they are. So it's like I just didn't recognize the company, and so they provided me with this number and said that I could call and get some information about it because it's a charge on my account. So that's why I'm calling to find out. But under the circumstances, you're not able to give me what I need to know. So I'll just check back with my credit card company and see what else they can tell me. Okay?
Okay. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you, and we do want to thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.